Well, we are meeting with some of the ladies here from Vita out in Appleton. I'm the community events director. I'm the, you know, finance lady in the background. But hey, every now and then I'm on the radio too. So if you ladies could introduce yourselves.
Yes, I'm Ann Tretniak. I'm the executive director at Vita.
And I'm Beth Napinski, the marketing PR manager.
So if you guys could tell me a little bit, I drive by Vita all the time. I see it. And at Q90FM, we love reaching out to different nonprofits in our area that kind of support what we support, which is there's alternatives to what we see out in the media, abortion and all these other things out there. If you're in a crisis pregnancy, so tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, Vita has been in the community providing services for over 40 years now, if you can believe it. We've been in our very prominent position off of Highway 41 and Richmond Avenue for a little over 2 years now. Very, very excited to have that position right off the highway there. So as I said, we've been around for 40 years now. Primarily, we provide support services. That's parent education to parents who are parenting under really difficult and challenging circumstances. I'm sure you know folks who have been in that situation.
Yep. I found myself pregnant when I was 17. I had my first son when I was 18. And so I was one of those crisis pregnancies and reached out to a service just like what you guys are talking about.
We're happy to be that phone call from someone who is saying, what next? We are not just about handing out diapers. We're about walking with a mom or a dad or a couple for as long as it takes for them to bring stability to their life. So that could be economic stability, housing instability. Maybe they need assistance with parent education. My baby is now walking around and having tantrums in grocery stores. What's the best strategy? And so that's what our mentors do. It's a really rich one-on-one relationship with our clients. And they stick with them through the good and the bad times of parenting infants and young children. And the reward for working their custom program, their customized education program, is they get to shop in our boutique, which is just this beautiful place with all kinds of lovely things, everything you would need and want for your infant or your toddler. And if they work their program hard, they can bring $1,000 to $2,000 worth of product into their home in a year.
But if you are right now, if you're listening, if you are in a crisis pregnancy or you know someone that is, can you give away? How do you reach out? What is your first step?
They could do two things. They could go to our website, which is www.vita.org, vitamedicalclinic.org, or vitasupportservices.org. Either one of those website addresses will get them to Vita. Or you could give us a call, 920-731-4354, and just ask for support services help. And we'll get someone on the phone and get an appointment scheduled and have you come into the center.
What would be considered a crisis pregnancy? What do you guys see?
Well, I think anyone who becomes unexpectedly pregnant is experiencing a crisis or a trauma to some degree. You just weren't planning on it. Maybe it's something that you even thought you had control of. And when you get that positive pregnancy test result, it stops you in your tracks and you think, what next? What am I going to do? And sometimes women feel as if there are no options. And they're looking for, you know, maybe an easy way out of a very difficult situation. So we're certainly there to help them think through the difficulties that might lie ahead. We ask them questions like, what are you afraid of? And I think it's unfortunate that we don't take the time to ask more women in that situation, what are you afraid of? Because for many women, it's, you know, that they can't afford a child or they won't have support.
Yep. Your brain goes 1,000 miles a minute, mm-hmm. and the enemy comes in and attacks, and all those things that happen in that moment, and just having kind of that calm voice, which obviously mm-hmm. you can hear, mm-hmm. just coming in and telling you, like, no, there's hope, there's not a way out, but there's somebody that's going to walk alongside you. You're not alone. I mean, that's really the basic message that I'm hearing is you don't have to walk through this alone.
You're not alone. You know, we're there to help, and we genuinely care about you. So I think it's unfortunate, as I was saying earlier, that people don't stop to ask the question, what are you afraid of? And then don't try to problem solve for the person in that particular situation, but just stop and listen. And, you know, there may be things that you can do to help them, but there are certainly things that Vita can do to help. And that's even, you know, assistance with things that, you know, are weighing them down, you know, as I said, housing, mm-hmm. food, job, employment, education. There's a lot of resource coaching that we do, so we
can
help them.
Knowing someone, being able to reach out, and you have all of these resources, so that just helps. Like, you don't have to know what you're going to do, but you can reach out to somebody that's been through this. They've seen many people through this, and they have all these resources available. Like you said, you have so many resources.
In addition to support services, we have a fully free medical clinic. We only have licensed providers in our clinic, so we have a nurse practitioner, a medical director, and then six nurses who provide free medical care to both women and men. We provide free STD testing and treatment, pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, labor and delivery classes, post-abortion support, abortion pill reversal, and childbirth classes as well. So a free medical clinic for anyone who needs those services.
This is full service, and so I don't know if I should say this or not. Of course, we can delete it if we need to. But so many people think that the only place to reach out to is Planned Parenthood. That's what's embedded in naturally in all of our minds. But there is many alternatives in all the communities, wherever you're listening to. There's other resources. So find those resources that are more family-based.
Yeah, I think what sets our medical clinic apart from other free and charitable medical clinics in the community. First of all, we're one of the few places you can go for free women's reproductive health and free STD testing and treatment. Again, that's completely, you know, no charge. We don't even bill insurance if you have it.
So what is new? I mean, we saw press releases kind of come out. That's how we kind of heard about you guys and kind of, okay, this is Vita, this is what I'm seeing. But what's new?
We're super excited about our brand new residential housing program called Trinity House. And this is our step into transitional housing for women who are, again, unexpectedly pregnant, homeless, or at high risk of homelessness. We will also invite women into the home who have an infant and other young children as well. So, again, it's programming built around the very specific needs of women who are homeless and pregnant. And just, you know, this is a basic need, and we're looking forward to helping to meet that basic need.
And this just opened up brand new, so I'm sure you're excited to, like, be able to serve our community in this way. How do you donate? Are there different ways? Like, I'm one that likes to, like, purchase little items, little baby items.
So there's multiple ways to, yes, give to Vita. For Trinity House, we have a gift registry boutique online where you can go and purchase whether it's clothing items, kitchen needs, seats for the babies, high chairs, all sorts of items, and that can be fun for those who enjoy
one big baby shower, basically, right?
Exactly, yes. Yep. But we have ongoing needs as well. Everyone who comes to Vita for help pretty much is eligible to receive product from our Little Dear Boutique, and that's a fully stocked boutique, clothing, hygiene items, cribs, diapers, all of the above. And then financial donations. Our community is extremely generous. We rely heavily on individual donors, businesses, to make Vita, you know, just wrap these moms and these dads and these families, you know, in their arms.
Yeah,
so financially as well, if people are interested in donating, they're able to do that online at friendsofvita.org.
One more time, if you guys are listening right now and you are either find yourself in a crisis pregnancy or know someone who is, please reach out. Best way to reach Vita again is
www.vitasupportservices.org, or give the office a call, 920-731-4354.
There is hope.